The orchestration is brand new. The Vienna Radio Symphony Orchestra, Gottfried Rabl conductor. But the singer goes back to the earliest days of recording. One of the greatest tenors in history, Enrico Caruso. A new CD from RCA Victor takes recordings Caruso made from 1906 to 1920, remixes them on computer, and puts a modern orchestra behind him. Dan Guss of RCA Victor joins us from New York. As we listen to these remixings, obviously the orchestra belongs to today. I'm assuming that your technicians took the voice as far as they could, but is it just simply that he doesn't sound as clear and as current as the orchestra does, just because recording techniques were so different then, microphones were so different?
There were no microphones, in fact. One of the reasons his voice sounds the way it does was that back in those days, the only way you could make a record was to stand in front of a huge acoustic horn and perform into it. Those few orchestra members that they could fit were standing behind him in various array.
How was this done, Mr. Guss, to put new sounds behind old ones?
It was a very painstaking process. The man who conducted Gottfried Rabl first of all had to remove all of the background, the orchestral accompaniment for all the tracks, digitally, and that left him with the voice with still a faint echo of the orchestral accompaniment. But then what they did was go into the recording studio. All the musicians had headphones on, as did the conductor, and they listened to Caruso's voice played back over the phones while performing the new accompaniment.
Apparently with Caruso, it was a special trick because his rhythms are not rigid. He so personalizes the length in which he'll hold onto a note or not that the orchestra really had to listen to him. Caruso puts into his singing, Dan Guss, He really makes you swoon, doesn't he? It's just thrilling.
Well, it really does seem like he's taking you right back to the human emotion at the base of the music, doesn't it?
Yeah.
That was one of the great things about the recordings, because not that many people got to hear Caruso except through the recordings. People actually bought record players in order to hear the voice. He was one of the first great recording artists, and he came to maturity as recording came to maturity, so they grew together.
He started singing when he was about 10 years old in church, and then later on the streets, and some of the songs on this CD are wonderful chestnuts that many of us know. Santa Lucia, for example. Mm-hmm. What do you think about Caruso's singing of that and that particular song?
It seems a little bit like a lullaby to me. It seems like something your mother would sing to you. You listen to these songs and you think, yes, that's how they go. That's how they must have gone. You feel like you're getting it from a source.
In this age of the three tenors and three mode tenors, Caruso would stand alone. I mean, if he were singing today, don't you think?
I did once come up with a slogan calling him the one tenor.
Yeah.
But yes, what I hear in Caruso that no one else can do is that direct connection with the people. Because in many cases, he was one of the tenors who popularized these songs, the songs by Tosti, for example. He knew the composers, and that I don't think Pavarotti can manage, or any of the others who came before him or since.
Enrico Caruso died in 1921 at the age of 48 from pleurisy. Recordings he made throughout his lifetime have been remixed and reissued in the new CD, Caruso Italian Songs. Our thanks to Dan Guss of the RCA Victor Group for speaking with us about the great singer.